Well, Paul, congratulations. After the disappointments and bitter disappointments of last night, that was a good comeback, to be fair.
It's a great comeback. I can't tell you how proud I am of the players. You know, to go to Newcastle and have a chance to win it and lose it on the last shot of the game, we were really disappointed. You know, travel back, get back 2:30 in the morning. I'm really proud of the way they came out tonight. You know, it was a hard game. We were running on empty, but still executed when we needed to.
So it's a lot about the character of your squad, really, because you're already booked the top four place. It would have been easy to come back from Newcastle last night and think, well, we can go through the motions here a bit.
Absolutely. But, you know, I keep setting targets for these guys and goals for these guys. And we were disappointed to lose against Newcastle. So we've set our target now to win our last three games. So it had to start today. So they came out and they fought really well. I know they're really tired and they're a little bit beaten up. But a fantastic win for us personally as a team and for our supporters. And get some rest this week now and look forward to next weekend.
It's a measure of how far you've come as a squad, really, because you know you played Newcastle three times, you beat them up there and shocked everybody. You pushed them to within a point on two other occasions.
Yeah.
You've whitewashed Guildford this season, I think, which again is a major step forward.
It shows a lot of character because you know you can become complacent when you're playing. You know when you play a team so many times and you've beaten them already and quite comfortably. So that shows a lot of character. And also to go up to Newcastle and push them. I know that Newcastle, if they're going to prepare for a team, they have to prepare for us. And you know, this year just wasn't our time against them. Next season, let's hope we can go one better.
Looking at it tonight, I saw the third and fourth quarter, really. I mean, yes, the guys who always get the headlines, if you like, the ones who knock in 24, 30 points, whatever it might be. But Richie Gordon, the defence tonight, was awesome. Our rebounds off the board.
Fantastic job, like a man possessed. And, you know, he's really disappointed yesterday because he fouled out with about 4 minutes to go. And, you know, had we have had him in the game at that time, maybe we'd have got that rebound. So he was really disappointed about that. But, you know, he comes back every game, plays with a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of energy. Some fantastic block shots today. I'm not sure how many he's scored, but I know he scored a bunch of points again. But he's the energy behind the team as well. Him, Carlos Fernandez, they always play hard and you know, they're great to have on the team.
It's a balancing act now, presumably. You've got to get the R&R in, but you want to keep that momentum going as well into the playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, but we've got some, you know, Leicester we haven't beaten this year and they've embarrassed us twice, you know, once here and then once away. You've got them next weekend here. You know, so you know, we're really going to be up for that game and then we'll see what we have to do on Sunday against Plymouth. But as I say, we want to win our last three games. You know, the first one's accomplished. Roll on next weekend.